There was a world-class boxer by the name Andre Ward, who actually just retired, that our director of player development at Texas A&M, Mikato Henson, kind of, you know, put me on him and said that, you know, I remind him a lot of him and kind of have a similar approach to what we do. And, you know, started reading up a lot on him and just kind of seeing how he approached, you know, his training and whatnot. And an article had came out about his recovery, and liver shakes was in there, and I've never heard of it before, so I was like, oh, you know, might just give it a try. And so it's not just straight liver; it's you know, it has some protein and spinach, and you know, vegetables and fruit in there as well. And you know, started drinking that a lot, especially post game, and try to get back ready for the week, and just help my muscles recover a lot faster, and gave me a lot more energy and whatnot. So came a part of my my recovery. That's a big thing for me, and taking care of my body. It doesn't taste bad. Definitely a big one. You know, being an Arizona kid and, you know, seeing him and the success that he had, you know, early, it was definitely, you know, that guy pretty much runs Arizona. You know, everybody knows about him, and, you know, he's the face of the Cardinals. And just to be able to see how he carries himself is definitely, you know, a guy that I try to emulate, you know, when it comes to character and stuff that he does off the field, and just, you know, how humble he is. And, you know, anytime you get a high character guy like that, and to be able to go out on the field and, you know, do what you're able to do at a high level, you know, I think it's awesome. Yes, sir. I've met him a lot growing up, and then, you know, here and there, actually played football, you know, a couple years with Kurt Warner's son, and, used to train, you know, with Kurt, and, still do. He was out there, you know, we were doing combine training, so I know Kurt Warner real well, and, actually exchanged texts with Larry this year a couple times and whatnot, just to keep up the hard work. So it was awesome. I just smile because I know I can do it. And, you know, that's definitely, you know, been some of the questions in my formal interviews on, you know, if I can do it. And, you know, I know 100% that I can do it. You know, whenever a coach tells me, you know, to do something, I'm going to do it the best of my ability. And I have the confidence that I can go outside, win one-on-one, get off a press. And, you know, at Texas A&M, I was asked to play in the slot, and that's what I did. And, you know, if they were to ask me to play outside, I believe I would have thrived there as well. Yeah. I think I have a combination of it all. You know, definitely strength to get off a press at the line of scrimmage, and then the speed and quickness. You know, I'm smart, and so I know how to set up defenders, set up DBs, and get into my route and be decisive at the top of my route and create separation. I felt, you know, that's one of the best things I did, was to be able to create separation and get yards after the catch. In college? To be more consistent at times. You know, I felt at times, you know, just kind of getting a groove offensively. You know, we kind of struggled, you know, a little bit. And, you know, there was times, you know, just as a morale offensively, you know, it just wasn't there. And, you know, I felt that, you know, we could have brought a little bit more consistently, especially me. You know, at times I would have some uncharacteristic drops, you know, that I definitely worked on. I put a lot of pressure on myself, especially this year, to try to go out and make every play. That's just how I am. You know, I like being a perfectionist. So, you know, once I kind of got past that and just was a natural player, you know, it settled in. So I don't really have, you know, too many regrets, you know, when I'm looking back on it. I think I'm at the top. You know, I think you're wrong if you don't believe that you are. I think you should have, you know, the confidence that, you know, every time you step on the field, you know, you're the best player out there. So, you know, I have 100% confidence in what I can do and, you know, what I'm going to be able to do at the next level. With the Packers, informal interview. Not that I know of. I wouldn't say it hurt me. At the end of the day, I still have to go out there and make plays. You know, definitely it's you know, a little bit of a speed bump when you have to, you know, keep developing timing, you know, with different quarterbacks, and, you know, each one has different tendencies and whatnot. So that was definitely a challenge, you know, but the quarterback turnover is you know, is what it is nowadays, you know, especially in, you know, college and the NFL, and, you know, you have to get used to that on the fly. My job is to go out there and make plays and catch balls and make that easier on them. So it's more on me. What was that? One more time? Yeah, it was awesome. definitely probably my favorite game of my, you know, collegiate career, you know, just because it was my last one, and to take the field one last time, you know, in that uniform and that university and that program did so much for me as a person, and you know, set me up, you know, big time for the future. And you know, all those guys, you know, especially all the young guys that I was fortunate to play with, definitely was awesome to see them grow and then take the field with them one more time. So it meant a lot. I would say, you know, my vision, you know, being able to possess the ball, possession's number one, you know, but that's, you know, the big part about returning is, you know, natural ability. It's kind of God-given, you know, I believe. And, you know, there's some things, you know, that you're able to do and kind of formulate, you know, but at the end of the day, too, you have to have the long speed to go ahead and be able to finish. Can't get hawked, can't get run down. You got to get in the end zone. So, you know, I think that's what separates me. Yeah, I think, you know, it just adds to it. You know, like I said, you know, I pride myself on being a dynamic player. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm here to make big plays. And so, you know, wherever that's at on the field, offense, you know, outside, inside, from the backfield, punt return, kick return, you know, I want to be a force in all, you know, all phases of the game. So definitely take a lot of pride in special teams. Yeah. Well, I played running back a lot growing up as a kid until I got into high school. We had a running back. When I was a freshman, I played varsity, and the running back at the time was DJ Foster, who's now with the Arizona Cardinals. And so I really, you know, started diving into playing receiver. And so after the catch just came natural to me just because I had done it for so long. And it definitely helps me with the return game. And like I said, you know, yards after the catch, once you get the ball, you turn into a running back. And so being able to use a stiff arm spin move, or, you know, you even have to run through a guy and just be physical. You know, I kind of pride myself on being, you know, one of the best runners, you know, after the catch. And it's definitely helped out my game a lot. Well, you know, the goal, you know, first off was to make it to the Division I level. You know, I set my goals and phases, you know, they're always changing. And, you know, once I kind of got after my first couple offers in high school, that's when I really kind of knew that, you know, this might be able to take me somewhere. And then when I got to college, you know, there was a plan, you know, to go in there and you know, be a top guy. You know, I said it earlier, you know, I don't do anything to be average. I don't like, you know, I didn't want to go to college and just be another guy, another college football player. You know, I wanted to be one of the top guys, and I worked my way to the top, and, you know, I have the same plan for going into the league. I don't just want to be another guy in the league. I want to be, you know, when they talk about top receivers, you know, I want to be my name to be mentioned. So, you know, being able to do that and just kind of notice where my hard work was getting me and how it paid off, that's when it really clicked.